AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Big losses at the close on Wall Street, a day after big gains after a Federal Reserve interest rate hike. Russian forces are on the offensive at the steel plant in Mariupol, and they're trying to hold off the last Ukrainian defenders of the city. John Kirby at the Pentagon says the U.S. is helping Ukraine with intelligence to a certain degree.
We do not provide intelligence on the location of senior military leaders on the battlefield or participate in the targeting decisions of the Ukrainian military. The Ukrainians have, quite frankly, a lot more information than we do.
The Ukrainian army says Russian troops made unsuccessful attempts to advance in the eastern city of Kharkiv and Donetsk regions. The Ukrainian army says Russian troops made unsuccessful attempts to advance in the eastern Kharkiv and Donetsk regions. Lawmakers are working toward a compromise on President Biden's $33 billion Ukraine aid request that they hope to have ready as soon as next week. The Senate will vote next week on legislation that would codify abortion rights into federal law. Democrats are mounting their response to the Supreme Court's leaked draft decision that would overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling. Michigan's Debbie Stabenow says Republicans are trying to distract Americans from the issue.
What Senator McConnell has done, I said, look over there. Look over there. Let's talk about leaks. Let's talk about leaks. Let's not talk about the women of this country and what's on the line. Well, next week, they're not going to get away. We're just saying, let's look over there. They're going to have to vote.
The vote will mostly be symbolic and once again show the limits of the Democratic majority in the 50-50 Senate. Firefighters in New Mexico are taking advantage of diminished winds to build more fire lines and clear combustible brush near homes close to the fringes of the largest wildfire burning in the U.S. in rural northeastern New Mexico. A storm system spawned several tornadoes that whipped through areas of Texas and Oklahoma. This is AP News. Hong Kong is relaxing coronavirus restrictions. It's a different story in China.
Restaurants are also allowed to now seat up to 8 people at a table, up from 4 previously. A further round of easing is scheduled to begin May 19th, when bars and clubs will be allowed to reopen and restaurant curfews are extended until midnight. The situation in the capital, Beijing, is a very different picture, as officials closed 60 subway stations to stop the virus from spreading. However, restrictions on international flights have been loosened, as foreign travellers need to quarantine in a hotel for 10 days as opposed to 14 days previously, with a further 7 days now to be spent at home. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Agriculture Department says bird flu is killing an alarming number of bald eagles and other wild birds, with many sick birds arriving at rehab centers unsteady on their talons and unable to fly. The actual number is likely significantly higher because not every wild bird that dies is tested. Ed Donahue, AP News.